It is time for us to check sports. Let us bring him in. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good.
So I was kind of disappointed in both games because they weren't really exciting. Milwaukee got by the Cubs, and the Dodgers easily got by Colorado. I feel sorry for the teams because they turn around and play right now. And isn't the play-in game today for the National League?
Yeah, Major League Baseball really screwed the pooch on this one.
Yeah,
the Yankees should be playing Oakland today in the National League. Once it was established Sunday afternoon that they were going to play this game yesterday and then another getting playoff game after that, that game should be Wednesday, and the Yankees should be playing today.
Absolutely. I think it's not fair to have both those teams turn around and play again.
Colorado is probably the hottest team in baseball right now, and they got beat yesterday. Now they got to get on a plane after the game last night in L.A. and fly to Chicago to play today.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous.
It just doesn't make any sense. I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks that. And it's just natural. You want to the play-in game's bad enough as it is, but when you make a team,
Give teams optimal chance to win a game.
That's exactly right.
You don't want to put a team at a disadvantage, and the Rockies are clearly at a disadvantage.
Flying across the country, absolutely. That should have been taken into consideration. Absolutely.
I mean, you do what you got to do. I mean, all the games started at 3:00 on Sunday. All of them, and there was a reason for that, so that nobody could lay down or do whatever, and everybody had to try to win a game. So that happened. When the outcome came out, and the National League had to have a play-in game on Monday, right away they should have said, the American League game's moving to Tuesday, the National League wild card game will be Wednesday. End of story.
Yeah.
There's no anything about that, because even the Yankees in Oakland, they have one day between their game. And now the National League team would have one day between their game. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well,
but as far as it being boring yesterday, the Milwaukee-Chicago game's anything but boring.
Well,
it was a 3-1 game, and in the ninth inning, Chicago had a guy on Rizzo up, who's the guy you want on up in that spot, and with one swing of the bat, he can tie the game.
Game
is never boring.
And he did hit the ball deep to the outfield, Rizzo. He did. That's the warning.
He hit a fly ball to right field. He didn't get all of it, and game is over. But anytime you have a low-scoring game, it's not boring. The Dodger game was 5-0 going into the ninth inning.
Yeah.
That, you can say, was kind of like over. But the Milwaukee-Chicago game, nah, it wasn't.
All right. Monday Night Football. He's a good quarterback for Kansas City. The strength of his arm he reminds me of a young Aaron Rodgers, because the strength of his arm enables him to get out of really weird situations.
Does it?
It does.
I didn't watch
the game. I watched the highlights And yeah, he runs around, gets out of the pocket, and then he's strong enough to throw the ball across the field, 40 yards downfield. It's absolutely amazing. He's got a gun.
I watched the highlights this morning. However, Verizon sucks once again, and some channels are coming in like it's a blizzard, and some channels are coming in good for no rhyme or reason. So, you know, Verizon is just wonderful.
Well, I got the win anyways last night.
Yes, you did. Yeah, so. Chiefs won 27-23.
But here's something I don't understand, and this is my second rant for the day about the NFL. If you're a defensive player and you go in and you sack the quarterback and your head's down and your shoulder hits the quarterback, it's a penalty, okay? If you're a running back and you put your head down and you barrel into somebody, a secondary member, you know, a guy who's a cornerback, and you do the exact same thing, it's considered toughness and okay.
NFL stinks. Yeah. It's trash. There's so many contradicting rules, and it's a high-paced, fast game where the object of the game is to knock somebody down. But you can't knock everybody down the same way.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I don't know. Maybe the FBI should put an investigation into that, too.
I think they should. Someone should put an investigation into it, because it's just like
I don't watch it. It's baloney. Anything can be called against anybody at any play, and you could have two identical plays with two different calls on it. And in my opinion, that's trash.
And if you're a defensive lineman and you're rushing the passer and you happen to have your hand go up and hit the just graze the face mask of the offensive lineman, it's a penalty. If you're a running back and you give somebody a stiff arm and that stiff arm hits the, hits their helmet and hits it, it's not a penalty. None of it makes sense like that. None of it makes sense.
I say get the cheerleaders off the sideline, put them on a field, let them wear hats, and let them play football. Then I'll watch it.
All right, so what's that?
This is trash.
Where do we want to move on to here now?
Do you believe basketball's in preseason?
I know. It's
talk about it. Who cares?
It's everything's right there. It's way too early.
Who cares? But I think hockey starts for real this weekend.
Yeah, it does, and it all sneaks up on you. But then again, we're in October, so yeah, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's still nice and warm, but we're in October. Which everything is 1 month late, so can expect baseball in April in the snow again. yeah, I think hockey starts Wednesday night. Yep, it does.
Amazing. All right, nothing else.
Who's the Ranger coach this year?
I don't.
Do they have a coach?
That's what I was just going to say. Do they have one? Do they have one? They've got a place to play. We know that.
Yeah, they could have got Barry Trotz. That's right. They went out and got somebody else. They don't have Trotz because they had to make a move fast. They had to get back page news. So they got back page news and shot themselves in the foot.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that could have been worse for baseball is if the Tuesday game would have been played. Today's game would have been played at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, baseball just screwed up. It did. It's just not fair to the Rockies. Just not fair to them at all.
No, it's definitely not. The Yankees should be playing tonight, and the Rockies and the Cubs should be playing tomorrow night.
Yeah. All right, Mike, I'll check with you tomorrow. We'll see how the game goes.
Yep, 8 o'clock tonight, Rockies and the Cubs.
All right, take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.